Ignorance can be cured only by knowledge. Darkness can be destroyed only by light. No amount of argument, threat, or persuasion can compel darkness to move away. A flash of light is enough to destroy years of darkness. The light is already there in you. But since it is heavily overladen by repressing factors, it cannot reveal itself. Prepare yourself for a flash of illumination. Everyone must achieve it, whether one is striving for it now or not. It is the inevitable end to everyone's struggles, the goal to which every being, knowingly or unknowingly, is proceeding. Do not be afraid of reaching the goal of liberation. Do not conceive that stage as a calamity. Liberation indeed is the end of all calamities. It is death to all grief. Grief that you will be born again. It is the birth of joy, a joy that knows no decline. This is from Divine Discourses, February 19th, 1964.
این متن رو بچه‌ها ترجمه کردن. جهل تنها با آگاهی مداوا می شود. تاریکی تنها با نور نابود می شود. تاریکی را نمی توان با گفتگو، تهدید یا استدلال مجبور به عقب نشینی ساخت. تنها پرتوی از نور کافی است تا سالهای سال تاریکی را نابود سازد. آن نور همینک در درون شما جاری است. اما از آنجا که زیر بار عوامل سرکوبگری مدفون گشته است، قادر نیست تا خود را نمایان سازد. خود را برای آن پرتو روشنگر مهیا نمایید. همگان باید بدان دست یابند، حال چه در تکاپوی یافتن آن باشند و چه نه. این مقصد اجتناب ناپذیر تمامی دست و پا زدنهای همگان است، مقصودی که همه زندگان دانسته یا نادانسته به سوی آن در حرکتند. از رسیدن به هدف آزادگشتگی نهراسید. آن مرحله را همچون مصیبت مپندارید. آزادگشتگی در اصل پایانی است بر همه رنج‌ها. آن مرگ تمامی اندوهاست یا پایان تمامی اندوهاست. اندوه دوباره متولد شدن و آن تولد سرور است، سروری که افول نمی‌شناسد. گفتمان الهی، 19 فوریه 1964.
So before I ask my question, does anybody have anything right off the bat that they want to say about this quote?
For me, just how timeless it is, because you think that was almost 50 some years ago.
How timeless it is.
Yeah, what do you mean by that? 50 years ago, it's as if it's just as relevant, if not more, now, 50 years later, the depth of it.
آیده میگه همین که واقعا این کوت زمان نمیدونه، چون 50 سال پیش سای بابا اینا گفت و امروزم کار برده. Does anybody else want to say anything about it or ask anything about it?
Do you mind reading it one more time?
No. Ignorance can be cured only by knowledge. Darkness can be destroyed only by light. No amount of argument, threat, or persuasion can compel darkness to move away. A flash of light is enough to destroy years of darkness. The light is already there in you. But since it is heavily overladen by repressing factors, it cannot reveal itself. Prepare yourself for a flash of illumination. Everyone must achieve it, whether one is striving for it now or not. It is the inevitable end to everyone's struggles, the goal to which every being, knowingly or unknowingly, is proceeding. Do not be afraid of reaching the goal of liberation. Do not conceive that stage as a calamity. Liberation indeed is the end of all calamities. It is death to all grief, grief that you will be born again. It is the birth of joy, a joy that knows no decline. So Baba says that this light, this flash of light, is enough to destroy years of darkness, and it's already there in you. But since it is heavily overladen by repressing factors, it cannot reveal itself. What are these repressing factors?
This thing called the mind. With all the, as Kavi's favorite word, with all the shit that it brings. My thing with that was also the good, like really the good news that the light is within you is a fact. It's a known thing that it is within you. That part I really liked. I don't have to go search for it. If once I take care more and more of those repressing factors, it'll show itself more.
What are those repressing factors? You said the mind.
Yeah,
the thought. And how are you going to take care of them?
With the practices that we have.
آیده میگه که خبر خوش اینه که این نور در وجود هممون هست و چیزایی که روی این نور رو میپوشونه به نظر من همین ذهنه و بازی ذهن و با تمرینا میتونم که ذهن رو
همونجور که مثلا بابا گفته بود که اینا مثلا مانع هستن که نور رو ببینی همون که با تمرینا که مانع وقتی که برن اون نوری که آردی هستش در وجودمون خودش رو بیشتر نشون بده.
In the same quote, Baba says, do not be afraid of reaching the goal of liberation. So it kind of looks like that fear is one of those.
One of those over,
yeah, those things. And I want to know more about it. How come we are fearful about being liberated? Why? Why are fears?
I can't answer that, but I happen to have transcribed something recently that Satyam said that I was overwhelming. I don't have the exact words, but it was to the effect of, and it was a year ago, like this month, that when you defeat that tendency of fear, you are freeing, you're freeing the world. And it made me think when I was reading it that like fear is, and it's something I'm sorry, this fear seems so universal. It's like it's coming at you, and it's like it's almost like it's not even yours, but it like it just shoots at you, mm-hmm. and you just take it in and think it's yours. And just the way she said that, but like you're actually freeing the world, made me think like it's so much from the outside in, like shooting it. I don't. It's like not. It's separate. I don't know. I just really, that quote made me feel about fear a little differently. Like there's something shooting at us.
فرناز میگه که پایین تر تو همین خود بابا میگه نترس از اینکه آزاد بشی. برای همین من فکر میکنم ترس یه دونه از این چیزهاست که روی این نور رو میپوشونه. کوی میگه که یه چیزی رو داشتم می نوشتم یه دونه از حرفای ساتیام از یه سال پیش که گفته بود که وقتی که این ترس رو
شکست بدی
دنیا رو آزاد کردی.
She said fear is an epidemic and when you defeat it you're freeing the world.
بیماری همگانیه و کاری میگه که به نظر من وقتی این حرف رو زد نظر من این بود که یعنی ترس اصلا مال تو نیست ولی داره ترس کیهانیه و از همه طرف ها میاد به سراغت یعنی از بیرون به تو
حمله میکنه بهت مثل مسلسل.
Like think about what, how oppressive that is, you know, something from the outside like telling you that this is what you are, that this fear is you, this came from all, this is yours, you own this fear for very good reason. It's so oppressive to like wake up and someone puts a mask on you and you don't know any better. It's like when you lose your keys and someone asks you, where did you lose them? And you're like, if I knew where I lost them, right, I'd have them, right? So it's like, You wake up and you just don't even know it. You're just in the middle of this fear, and you think it's you, and that's mm-hmm. it is super oppressive. It's terrible. Mm-hmm.
Oppressive. چون آدم نمیدونه از کجا آمده فقط یه روز خودتو در یعنی وسط این ترس خودتو پیدا میکنی و فکر میکنی مال خودته سرکوب کننده
بعد احساس شکست میکنی که چرا نمیتونم مثلا ازش جدا شم چرا نمیتونه چرا نمیره چرا دست از سرم ور نمیداره And you feel like, why doesn't it, why can't I defeat it? Why can't I make it go away?
So you guys think it's fear that Bubba's talking about here?
I think it's...
He does say a lot about fear in this quote.
I think it's all of the whatever the mind, the ego, whatever we call it, that is talking to us as if it's coming inside of us, but it's not. And I think that's oppressive because you think it's yours. I think that's what I think.
میگم که پس فکر میکنیم بابا اینجا در مورد ترس حرف میزنه ترس روی این نور رو میپوشونه کبیر میگه ترس منیت ذهن چیزی که داره به ما با ما صحبت میکنه انگار مال ماست و از توی ما صحبت میکنه ولی مال ما نیست سر کوبگره
I think based on our teaching, the biggest fears come from the belief of duality, that we are separate and a little thing and just this body and mind and so vulnerable and going to be destroyed by all these forces of universe. As long as we know ourselves just as this little I, it's inevitable. We are fearful. And it looks like there's no remedy on this believing that we are not separate from the whole. We are one with that.
Mm-hmm.
من گفتم که به نظر میرسه که ریشه همه اینا تو اون باور دوگانگیه. یعنی که وقتی باور کنی فقط یه جسم ضعیف، یه سری افکار ضعیف و این بدنی طبیعتاً ترس میاد چون در برابر این طبیعت به این عظمت و مرگ قدرتی نداری و تنها راه از بین بردن ترس احساس یگانگی کردن با کل خود و یک دونستن باور کردن اونه که میتونه این ترس رو ضعیف کنه از بین ببره
Were you guys all aware of the fact that you were afraid of liberation? That was a little eye-opening to me.
No, I wasn't.
Are you afraid of liberation? I mean, what does it even mean to you? Did you guys all understand that part when it was read?
Mm.
Did anybody understand that part?
Mm.
I did.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I did not.
This body identification as a package of the personality and the thinker and the mind and the body wants to preserve itself. It resists liberation. It resists freedom. And it brings temptation to make you take a detour. Because it wants to survive, it was born of this world.
So he destroyed his.
And so, anytime you feel a resistance to your own peace, which everybody does it daily, that is, Baba calls it fear. It's fear of losing one's identity. And whether we name it as clearly as Baba said or not, to different degree everybody on the path of a spirituality wrestled with that.
Mm-hmm.
you agree, madam?
You did agree? I'm coming back to you. Because I still have questions.
I'm just trying to take it all in.
ساتیان میگه من فهمیدم بابا چی میگه وقتی که میگه که از آزاد شدن نترسین.
بابا liberation is more than آزاد شدن. When you say آزاد شدن means I gain my freedom. Liberation is putting an end to this picture. And a lot of people get liberated the last breath they take. Complete liberation. So it's ended all. It's not just tap dancing with it. The liberation is when the personality ends forever and one does not have to be born. To most people are scary.
ساتیا میگه که من میفهمم بابا چی میگه وقتی که میگه از لیبریشن نترسی. میگه که هم هویت شدن با بدن و
شخصیت و متفکر و ذهن
و بدن اینا میخوان از خودشون دفاع کنن.
نه.
حفظ کنن خودشونو، محافظت کنن. از بین نرن.
فردیت میخواد خودش رو حفظ کنه. میترسه از
بین. و برای همین لیبریشن و آزادی رو ریزیست میکنه. و تمتیشن چی بود؟
وسوسه.
وسوسه میاره جلو که تو راه
کچ کنی.
راه کچ کنی.
Can anybody help her?
Resistance. I mean,
we have two people that are in Farsi is even better.
More than
you.
Two.
Yeah, you guys should come in.
چون بدن و ذهن و اینا همه توی این دنیا
به وجود آمدن.
به وجود آمدن.
نمیخوان که از این دنیا برن.
هر واقعی که احساس میکنی که داری سول خودت رو ریزیست میکنی بابا به این میگه ترس. ترس از اینه که آیدنتیتیمون رو از دست بدیم. آیدنتیتی
هویت
فردیمون رو از دست بدیم. حالا شاید ما به اینقدر واضح اسمش رو نذاریم ترس، ولی هممون به درجه های مختلف در راه الهی این ریزیستنس رو داریم، این ترس رو داریم. بعد من لیبریشن رو گفتم آزادی، ساتیام گفت نه، لیبریشن کلمه که بابا استفاده میکنه بیشتر از آزادیه. لیبریشن یعنی
اتمام
این
تمام پیکچر ها، تمام عکس و نگار ها برای همیشه.
بر بعضی ها در آخرین نفسشون این لیبریشن رو به دست میارن، یعنی تمومش میکنی. Liberation یعنی تمومش میکنی، تموم میشه برای همیشه. و برای بعضیا این ترسناکه.
من یه سوال دارم. ترس از ناشناختن هست، یعنی وقتی که گفتید که آدم این ترس در همه به درجه هست، من اینو احساس کردم که این حتی راجع به بقیه عزیزا که میگیم آزاد میشن، بازم فرمش رو دوست داریم، دلمون میخواد تو اون فرم باشه، بابا رو تو اون فرم میخواییم. خب این ترس از ناشناخته چجوری باید از بین بره که
ناشناخته برای کی؟
برای
شخصیت،
برای ذهن ناشناخته
دیگه. همه فهم میکنه، تو میتونی یه دیگه بذاری، اینم یه نوع سوروایوله دیگه. باید تو بخوای خودت سوروایو کنی، دیگران هم میخوای سوروایو کنن.
Farna says that, I feel this fear, I know it. I feel it's fear of the unknown. For example, I love my loved ones, I'd love to say yes, now they're free, but I miss them in their form. I want Baba in the form. So how do we conquer this fear of the unknown? Satyam says, unknown for who? It's unknown for the personality. Again, this is a form of survival. You also want everyone else to survive, as you know them, the body and the mind.
ساتیام جو تعمق ها خیلی کمک میکنه توی شناسایی این هم هویت و متفکر کیه، منبعشون کجاست.
خیراتمون حرف نداره.
فقط نداره.
پس بس گفتم خواسته شدم. حرف نداره. همینطور هم که تو گفتی، گفتی بابا این 50 سال پیش اینو گفته. 50 سال یعنی یک لحظه. این خردایی که پخش میشه بین ما همیشگی بوده، یه چیز جدیدی کشف نکردم من، یا به هم الهام نشده یا شماها نشده، یه چیز انشنه،
یعنی
5000 سال پیش
همیشه بوده، همیشه هست. اینطوری نیست که امریکا رو کشف کرده باشه و قسمتمون شده، یه چیز قدیمی قسمتمون شده با کمک گروه.
So innocent contemplation also helps you to see, right? See the body identification and the thinker and the source of them. Satyam says, our wisdom is the top, the cream of the crop. I'm tired, I've said it so much. Then she says to Ida, as you said, Baba said this 50 years ago, but really that's just in a moment, it's a flash. The wisdom that we're sharing here between us is eternal. It's not new wisdom, it's not something that I or you recently discovered. It's ancient, it always is, it always will be. And it's not something that we discovered. It's something that, thanks to the Guru, was our lot in this life, was our fate.
واقعا درود بر اون اشخاصی که در دوران تاریخ بشریت زحمت کشیدن، علاقه نشون دادن و کشف کردن چیزی که همیشه بوده اونجا و اینو با ما قسمت کردن. واقعا درود بر به هر بهشون. Gratitude. I said that we should take a moment and really appreciate and acknowledge all those people that before us throughout the history conquered themselves and shared this victory with us and the ways to get to it. They are true friends. That's what I think I said. We take it for granted.
So today I want to say how you said that the teachings, the wisdom, they're spectacular. I wanted to add to, like, not only in addition to their spectacularness, they don't have, like, there's not even a hole like the size of a head of a needle. Like, it doesn't lack anything. It's so complete. When I was trying to gather quotes, it was one of the hardest things to gather, because there was so much wisdom.
Yeah, it is. And like I said, we owe it to the people that went before us, that paved the road and pioneered the ways, and also appreciating our own effort. Our effort has been pretty constant in this lifetime, and that is a gift, to have a constant effort. Is not given away. It's nice to notice.
When you said Durud, you said like they also had the interest. They had the interest and went after it like with all their life. And the
beauty of it is that in reality it was I that accomplished all of that. The I can see me you can say me. That was I need to stop right here.
آدمی که کساتی هم شما همیشه میگه که این خیراتی که به ما داده شده فوق‌العاده است. این خیرات
خیرات
خیرات خیر
خیرات
خیرات موقعی که موقعیست که آدم خر نشه.
ساتیا میگه که آره کامله و برای همینه که باید قدردانی کنیم از اونایی که اول اومدن قبل از ما و این راه رو درست کردن با کوشششون و با علاقهشون و از خودمون تشکر کنیم برای کوششی که داریم در این زندگی که همیشگیه کوششمون. این یه هدیه است به همه داده نمیشه. در واقع میتونی بگی که آی یا من همه این کارا رو کردم.
Last sentence will just confuse everybody. I did a good job.
Merci, Satyajan.
Merci, Baba.